recent separate meetings with political party leaders as well as religious leaders were very significant for a number of reasons. First of all, the meeting with the leaders of political parties or their representatives provided an opportunity for the sharing of views on national issues affecting the country. The issue of the proposals from certain chiefs and their people with regard to the redemarcation of certain regions in the country, for example, were discussed, with almost everyone agreeing that the exercise was necessary for effective and smooth administration and development in the affected areas. The general consensus on the matter, which is yet to be settled by a referendum, where necessary, in the affected regions, goes to show that it is always good to pull along through the various political parties all Ghanaians from parts of the country to support important public policies. Such moves help to galvanize support for the implementation of programs. This is not to say that every policy relating to a program will have to be discussed and approved by all political parties before implementation, but it serves a good purpose if from time to time the President of the Republic meets representatives of political parties on issues to help in consensus building, fraternization, respect for one another, and democratic growth in the country. In the same way, the meeting with the religious leaders helped to clarify issues relating to Ghana's position on the adoption of Jerusalem by Israel as its capital. The president explained that the country supports the United Nations position that Israel should reverse its position on the adoption of Jerusalem as its capital. As a secular state, Ghana's position on issues such as the adoption of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel that has implication on world peace ought to be handled with great care, tactfulness, and skillful diplomacy so as to maintain and promote peaceful coexistence as well as pursuance of common mutually beneficial environmental security with all nations in the world. The pursuance of matters of common interest aimed at addressing crucial issues affecting the nation within the framework and spirit of good governance as seen in the meetings with the political parties and religious leaders ought to be carried to its logical conclusion. When Ghana began its journey on the path of democracy immediately after independence in 1957, democracy as seen today was not exactly the same today, since the country has seen some improvements in its political life. Inclusion and participatory democracy imply that as much as possible, different groups, irrespective of their interests, should be involved and engaged at various levels for the accommodation of different views concerning national issues. The high level of enthusiasm that characterized the meetings with the political party and religious leaders show that they ought to be continued from time to time. At the same time, we need to desist from destructive criticisms for the sake of scoring political points, whether from the minority or majority, to the detriment of the interest of the entire nation. When this happens, national progress suffers unnecessarily. By the action of the president in meeting political party and religious leaders, the frontiers of good governance and democracy has been widened in the country, and this must be encouraged in subsequent years in the interest of peace, unity, progress, and socio-economic development.
News commentary was on the president's recent meeting with political party and religious leaders. The script was by Dr. Kofi Mponsa Bidiakon, head of public relations, Ghana Standards Authority, and presented by Tekichep.